Speaking on this program is Mark Lantz.
Our reading this morning will be from Joshua. If you want to open up with me there to the book of Joshua, chapter 1, starting at verse 1 through 9. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, saying, "Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, as far as the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and to the great sea towards the going down of the sun, shall be your territory. No man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go." Amen.
So good morning to everyone. We have a very good crowd. We're thankful for you being here. Glad that you have come out to worship God. That's the best thing that we could be doing on the Lord's Day, is to worship our God. He certainly blessed us so very much, and we need to worship Him and serve Him all the days of our lives. We read here in Joshua about the courage that God wanted Joshua to have. And sometimes we think of courage, and we think of people that have sacrificed and have done different things. We may think of Moses. We may think of Abraham. But the man Joshua is a man that had great courage. Sometimes when other people are doing wrong, it's not always easy to do right. It takes courage to do right. We may think of courage as somebody like Bob Sperling, who though has MS and can't get out of the bed, lost his 16-year-old daughter. Rather than give up, rather than blame God, he wrote books to help people from his bedside. One, dial 911. Another one, don't ever give up. We see courage in people like that. And sometimes we think of courage as somebody that is well known and does some great things, and they may very well have courage. But sometimes it's the mother who raises her children without a father around and still brings them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And we think of today has been Father's Day, and it is, and we're glad of that. But sometimes mothers have to fulfill both roles of mother and father because the father's not around. Well, that certainly takes courage, doesn't it? To do what God would have you to do, even when you don't have the necessary help. Brethren, we need to have courage. How do we have that? It doesn't mean that you're never afraid of anything, because we are. But it means that we have to trust in God and let God be in control. The more that we learn to do that, the more that we learn to let God be the one in control of our lives, the more courage that we can have, and we can drive the fear out. Because God is in control. And we can turn it over to Him and understand that it's not up to us to begin with. Yes, we must do our part. But brethren, God is the one that provides everything that we have need of. And that actually is a very comforting thought, isn't it? And the world doesn't have that. They don't have the promises of God. They could have if they take advantage of it. But I want you to think this morning, because you serve God, you have promises, you have blessings that the rest of the entire world does not have. Isn't that an incredible thing, that God would bless us, His creation? But actually, man was God's greatest part of His creation, because we're created in the image of God. The animals are not like that. Nothing else is like that. Only man. And when you stop and think for a moment, the God that spoke this world into existence is the one that we serve. The one that we prayed to just a moment ago. The God of heaven. That helps us to have courage, doesn't it? To stand up and do those things that are wrong. Do things right when other people are doing those things that are wrong. Brethren, doing right is something that we all can do. And though you may think that your life doesn't have anything spectacular about it, if you serve God, your life has meaning. And other people will gain from that. Sometimes courage may not be something that everybody else sees. But I promise you, it will change the life of other people if you have the courage to do that which is right and serve God. And understand, most of the world will not do that. So just by serving God, you have courage. But let's read the passage again in Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 9. Now after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spake unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. I could put this on the screen, I suppose. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people, unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. He's making that same promise to Joshua. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee wheresoever thou goest. Three times in this passage, he tells Joshua, have courage. Now think of Joshua. He's actually a real man. He's no different than us. He's flesh and bone. What separates him from other people? He's a great leader. And you think about this, Moses is more prominent than Joshua. And Joshua didn't have any problem serving as second in command. He was willing to do that. Why? Because God wanted him to. You know, men today, they have trouble being under somebody else. They don't like that. Everybody wants to be the one in control. Joshua was not like that. He knew that he would have his opportunity to serve God as the leader. But he also served God even before that day. But notice, God tells him, do all that I have commanded thee. He says, don't go to the right hand or to the left. You do what I have commanded thee. Brethren, isn't that so important today? If we are going to have courage, we must do what God said, the way that God said to do it. We have some that will depart. They will go to the right, binding things that the Bible doesn't bind. We have some that will go to the left, allowing things that God does not allow. So it's going to take courage to stand where God would have us to stand. But I want you to notice something about this. He says, when you do what I have commanded you to do, He said, your way is going to be prosperous. God's going to provide for us. You're not going to lack anything in this land. Yes, I promised through Moses to all the people, it's going to be yours. They hadn't worked for that land. They hadn't built those houses. They hadn't planted those vineyards. But God is going to give it to them. Brethren, I want us to think about something that we have awaiting for us. Now, let's don't lose sight of something. We have the blessings of God right now to help us through this life. Let's don't forget that. But brethren, we have a promised land that awaits us. A land where there'll be no more pain, there'll be no more surgeries, there'll be no more parting, be no separation from those that we love. There'll be no more pain, no more tears. All that will pass. Jesus said, I go and prepare a place for you, that where I am, there ye may be also. Brethren, our way is going to be prosperous. We must serve God. We must have courage. Now, the reality is, sometimes when we go through this life, sometimes it's difficult. Think of Joshua. And think of Moses. It wasn't long after the children of Israel were led out of Egyptian captivity. What did they start doing? They started complaining, murmuring. Oh, it was far better back there. Moses, you've led us out here to die. Moses even got aggravated with them. Remember when he struck the rock and God said, speak to the rock to bring forth water? He was upset with them. And I think most of us say, I would understand. All those people complaining, you know what they lost sight of? They lost sight of it was God that was leading them. It was just recently we talked in one of our classes about their shoes never wearing out, their clothes never wearing out, and God provided them with all the food that they needed. Think about this. Had they realized and followed God the way that He had told them from the very beginning, they could have took the promised land from the very beginning. It was theirs to take. They didn't have to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. It was theirs. But their lack of courage stopped them from enjoying the blessings that God had for them. They could have not wandered for 40 years and not wanted to go back to Egypt. Why do you want to go back into captivity? But now let's think about us. Does our lack of courage, does it stop us from enjoying the blessings that God has for us? Sometimes because of our lack of faith, our lack of belief in God, or maybe we believe in God, but our lack of obedience to God, it stops us from enjoying the blessings that God has for us. He has so much that He wants to bless us with. God said, I will give you everything that you need. Remember the words of Jesus in Matthew 6? The food that you need, clothing, a place to stay. He says, I'll take care of all these things. Now He qualifies it though. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We have to have courage. And see, your courage may not necessarily be seen to everybody else. God sees it. Serve Him faithfully. And while we may think of courage as somebody that's done some great thing, and I don't want to take anything away from something that somebody has done, but do you realize to be a father and mother, as God has instructed, is showing courage? Do you realize to be there for your family rather than living like the world? That takes courage. To live differently than what the world is living, it takes courage. You know, being a father, being a mother, that's no easy task. But it's one that God has blessed us with, and we can do it. Even though sometimes it may seem difficult. You know, anything really worthwhile is not easy, is it? It takes some effort. But here's where we should have courage. God is always with us. God said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. There's never a time that you're going to find that you're away from God unless you have left God, because He's always where He was to begin with. He hasn't moved away. And if you find that, well, God's not in my life, come back to where He is. Take courage. You realize when somebody comes forward and says, yes, I'm a child of God, but I've sinned. That takes courage. It doesn't take any courage to say, no, I didn't do anything. No, I'm living okay, and there's nothing wrong. Just ignore it. It takes courage to say, I'm wrong. Our society doesn't like that, do they? Nobody wants to admit to anything. It takes courage to do that. But Joshua, he saw what Moses went through. He knew how much the people complained. Even when Moses was up in the mount receiving the commandments from God, what did the people do? It was Moses' own brother. He fell prey to the people. We want a God where we can see with our eyes. He made a golden calf. Joshua knew all these things, but yet he was still willing to lead God's people. And he led them to great victory. You know, later on, after 40 years of wandering in the wilderness, they actually took the promised land that they could have already had. You know, when they did that, when they listened to God, those blessings were there. What about us? It may be that we are denying ourselves of blessings because we refuse to serve God. Well, God, I had a need. Where were you? It may be that God's saying, where were you? Why didn't you trust me? Why didn't you believe me? See, it takes courage to do that. We must believe in God. But now, if we're going to have the courage that we should, we've got to focus in on God's Word. What does God's Word tell me to do? How does God, through His Word, tell me to live? What does He want me to do? What does He want me to leave alone? Well, that takes some courage. That's going to take some time, reading God's Word, studying the Word of God, and then applying it to your lives. Do you realize most will not take the time to do that? And even in the Old Testament, we read in the days of Hosea, chapter 4, verse 6, my people, God's people, are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. See, God's people wouldn't even take the time to know the will of God so that they might do that. See, it takes courage to do that. Now, when you have courage to serve God, you may not be on the news. It may not be broadcast. God knows who are His. And He will provide for you. That's the reason the child of God can live a life of confidence. Because he has courage. He has put his faith in God. That is the one that he will trust in. If you trust in man, he's going to fail you. Because flesh and blood does not have the ability to do all things. But God does. We must focus upon God's Word. How do we change the world? What's wrong with our country? God's Word would change all that, wouldn't it? What's wrong with the family? What's wrong with the church? God's Word, a lack of it. Focus on God's Word. And even if you see others doing wrong, possibly of your own family, sometimes maybe of your own brethren, do what is right and have the courage to do that anyway. Do what God wants you to do. Focus upon His Word. Why do you do this? Because God told me to. Why do you give on the first day of the week? Because God told me to. Why do you give to those that have a need? Because God told me to. That's courage, doing what God said to do. See, that is not always easy when the world around says, we're not doing that. We think that you're crazy for doing it. You have the courage to do it anyway. See, it's easy to go with the crowd, isn't it? That's easy to do. It's easy to do those things. It's harder to walk contrary to the crowd, what the crowd is doing. Young people, it's easy to go with the flow. Well, my friends drink, they party, they do this. It's harder to go against what they're doing and have the courage to do what's right and say, no, I won't do that. That's courage. No, everybody's not going to see that. And some may laugh and mock, but God won't. God sees that we have the courage to serve Him. And also, we need to learn to lean on the promises that God has made for us. In the book of Romans, chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, the Apostle Paul said this, but God, see, there's where it starts, God commended this love toward us. We didn't start loving God first. He loved us a long time before we even knew it. In that while we were yet sinners, you're living in the world, God says, I loved you anyway. Christ died for us. Not because we deserved it. See, He says, you were sinners. You were living in the world. I sent my Son down to this world. He left heaven. Why did He do that? Because He loves you. See, you're not by yourself. You're not out there and nobody cares. God does. So much that He sent His only begotten Son to die in our place. See, it should have been us that died on the cross. For our sins, He took our place. Much more than being now justified by our own goodness. No. By His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. See, our God is a God of love, but it also says He has wrath. God's patient, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But see, there's going to be a day God says, enough! I won't wait any longer. But God, don't you love us? Yes, that's the reason I sent my Son. Why didn't you love me enough to serve me? You have to have courage. You have to trust in God and the promises that He has made. See, let God be in control. It is not in man that walks to direct his steps. Jeremiah said in the long ago, man can't do that. It takes courage not to try to do things your way and to do it God's way. See, sometimes we don't want to do that. But we have to have the courage. Lean on the promises that God has given us. He is there for us. He does provide for us. And we have a mansion that our Lord has prepared for us right now. Now I want you to stop and think about something else. You look at somebody else that is serving God faithfully. It's not because they have it made. Everything's easy for them. They have the same difficulties that come to everybody. How come they serve God? They've taken the time and they have the courage to serve God. Brethren, our rest will come. Trust in the promises of God. He is always there for us. Now also, if we're going to have courage that God would want us to have, we must make sure that we do God's will. Some people say, well, I know the Bible is good as you. Well, that's great. That's fantastic. Brethren, we must do God's will. Just to know God's will is not enough. Now, we talked about those in the days of Hosea that were destroyed for a lack of knowledge. He says, because you have rejected knowledge. It was there, it was available. They said, I don't want it. They looked at the world around them and said, why can't we be like them? Why would God's people ever want to be like the world? We must be different than the world. No, the world doesn't understand that. You wouldn't expect them to. In Matthew 7:21, Jesus said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Just being religious, just because you know, you must act upon what you know. You must be willing to take that step. To give your life to God. We must have the courage that our God would have us to have. Oh, I know what the will of God is, but are you doing it? Are you serving God? I know what it takes to be saved. I know what it takes to serve God. We need to know that. Because without it, we can't be saved. But just knowing it is not enough. Are you willing to live it? And one thing we must know, when we're together, we're stronger. The reality is we go out these doors, we have to go back to work, we go out in society. It's not easy. It will take some courage to serve God once you walk out these doors. Satan will launch his attack. You can count on it. Have the courage, because with God's help, you can send him to flight. He attacked our Lord. But Jesus responded by saying, it is written. How did He respond? The Word of God. That's the same way that we must respond. Here's what God said. Satan, I know what you want me to do. I won't do it. I will serve God instead. I'll do what God wants me to do. Because I love Him. He loved me so much He gave His only begotten Son to die in my place. I will serve God. And brethren, you can reach the goals that you have. God will help us. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Quit having the attitude of defeatism. I can't do it. God has never told us to do anything that we're incapable of doing. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We can't do it. Yes, we can. Why? Because God is with us. I can do all things through Christ. I can't talk to my neighbor. Yes, you can. I can't direct my family. Yes, you can. Not by yourself, but through Christ. You can do all things that He has commanded you to do. Brethren, the world is out there and we must go live in it, but we must have the courage and understand that God is with us and we will not stop. And then we can reach our goals that we want to accomplish, because I can do all things through Christ that gives me the strength to do it. Oh, not of myself, but rather we must reach the goals that God has for us. In Acts 4, verse 13, it says, "Now when they saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and that they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus." See, when you have the courage to do what's right, other people will see that, and it will cause them to be bold. Oh, look what they are serving God. Even when it's not easy, they serve God. So can I. I can do it too. But now what if we fall by the wayside? What if we give up? What if we say we can't do it? People are going to see that too, and they'll have the same attitude. So what we do certainly matters. But they see the boldness, the courage of Peter and of John, and they could reach the goals that they had. Brethren, what about us today? Do we have the courage to serve God? What's going on in everybody's life, sometimes we don't all see. And sometimes we see, we sometimes don't know what to do. One thing we do know, our God is the answer. And this morning, maybe you haven't ever obeyed the gospel. Would you have the courage to step out and be baptized this morning and repent of your sins? Perhaps you've served God, but you have stopped. Would you have the courage to admit it and say, "I want to do what God wants me to do, and I'm willing to do that today, now"? See, what decision you make is going to affect other people. We must have courage to serve God, but brethren, there's no reason for us not to, because we do serve God. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. There's no reason for us not to go to heaven. The only reason we won't be in heaven is if we choose not to be there. That's it. Because if you step out with courage, no, everything won't be perfect in life. It will not be. But we have a God that loves us and will take care of us and will help us to bear our burdens, and that wants us to go to heaven. See, we must repent of our sins, a change of heart, and be baptized, a commandment for the remission of our sins. And as God's children, we must have the courage to serve Him. And if we find ourselves in sin, have the courage to admit it. Therefore, it can be forgiven. No longer held against you. And sometimes we're trying to serve God the very best that we can and we struggle. Have the courage to ask for help. Trying to bear it by yourself does not show courage. It shows the lack of it. Will you come as we stand and as we sing?